Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to excel in IELTS speaking, mastering the describe a time when you had to rely on someone else for help topic. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics that require candidates to recall personal experiences. One such topic that frequently appears is describe a time when you had to rely on someone else for help. This subject allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate events, express emotions, and use a range of vocabulary related to assistance and gratitude. Let's explore how to approach this topic effectively to maximize your IELTS speaking score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about help and assistance. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you often ask for help? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I do ask for help sometimes. I think it's important to be able to rely on others when needed. Band 8-9, answer. While I generally strive for independence, I recognize the value of seeking assistance when necessary. I believe that collaborating with others and leveraging their expertise can often lead to more efficient and effective outcomes. Who do you usually turn to when you need help? Band 6-7, answer. I usually turn to my family or close friends when I need help. They're the people I trust the most. Band 8-9, answer. My support network is quite diverse. For personal matters, I typically confide in my family or close friends. However, for professional challenges, I often seek guidance from mentors or colleagues who have relevant expertise. I believe in tailoring my approach based on the nature of the assistance required. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a time when you had to rely on someone else for help. You should say who you asked for help, what kind of help you needed, why you needed this help, how you felt about asking for help. Band 6-7, sample answer. I remember a time when I had to rely on my neighbor for help. It was last winter when my car broke down, and I needed to get to an important job interview. I asked my neighbor, Mr. Johnson, if he could give me a ride to the city center. I needed this help because my interview was crucial for my career, and I couldn't afford to be late or miss it. Public transport wasn't an option due to a strike that day. At first, I felt a bit embarrassed about asking for help, as I don't like to bother others. However, Mr. Johnson was very kind and offered to drive me without hesitation. I felt relieved and grateful for his assistance. This experience taught me that it's okay to ask for help sometimes, and that there are good people willing to lend a hand when you need it. Band 8-9 sample answer. I'd like to recount an instance when I had to rely heavily on my colleague Sarah for assistance. It was during a critical project presentation at work where I was tasked with delivering a comprehensive analysis of our company's market position. 2 days before the presentation, I came down with a severe case of laryngitis, rendering me virtually voiceless. Recognizing the gravity of the situation, I approached Sarah, knowing her extensive knowledge of the project and her exceptional presentation skills. I needed her to step in and deliver the presentation on my behalf, which was no small ask given the short notice and the high-stakes nature of the meeting. The presentation was pivotal for securing a major client, and its success could significantly impact our company's growth trajectory. Initially, I felt a mix of anxiety and guilt about putting Sarah in such a position. However, I also recognized that swallowing my pride and seeking help was essential for the greater good of our team and company. Sarah's willingness to assist and her assurance that she was happy to help alleviated my concerns. Her support reminded me of the importance of fostering strong professional relationships and the value of teamwork in overcoming unexpected challenges. This experience reinforced my belief in the power of collaboration and the significance of cultivating a supportive work environment. It also taught me that vulnerability can lead to stronger connections and more effective problem-solving in professional settings. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your perspective on asking for help? Do you think people in your country are generally willing to help others? Band 6-7. Answer for question 1. This experience made me realize that asking for help isn't a weakness. It showed me that people are often willing to assist if you just ask. Band 8-9, answer for question 1. This experience was truly eye-opening for me. It profoundly shifted my perspective on seeking assistance. I came to understand that vulnerability can be a strength, fostering deeper connections and leading to more innovative solutions. It reinforced the idea that no one operates in isolation, and that interdependence is a natural and beneficial aspect of both personal and professional life. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think modern society places too much emphasis on self-reliance? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I think sometimes our society does focus too much on being independent. While it's good to be self-reliant, we shouldn't forget the importance of community and helping each other. Band 8-9, answer. This is a nuanced issue that deserves careful consideration. While self-reliance is undoubtedly a valuable trait, fostering resilience and personal growth, I believe our society may have taken this principle to an extreme. The relentless pursuit of individualism can lead to isolation and a breakdown of community bonds. I think we need to strike a balance between self-reliance and interdependence, recognizing that seeking help is not a sign of weakness, but rather a demonstration of emotional intelligence and social awareness, could lead to stronger, more supportive communities. This balanced approach could potentially alleviate many societal issues, from mental health challenges to economic disparities. How has technology changed the way people seek and offer help? Band 6-7, answer. Technology has made it easier to ask for help. We can now use social media or apps to find people who can assist us, even if they're far away. Band 8-9, answer. Technology has revolutionized the landscape of assistance and support in myriad ways. On one hand, it has democratized access to information and expertise, allowing individuals to seek help from a global pool of knowledge through online forums, video tutorials, and specialized apps. This has empowered people to solve a wide array of problems independently. Conversely, technology has also facilitated new forms of community support. Crowdfunding platforms, for instance, have enabled individuals to seek financial assistance for various causes, from medical emergencies to creative projects. Social media has created virtual support networks that can mobilize quickly in times of need. However, this technological shift is not without its drawbacks. The ease of online communication may lead to a decrease in face-to-face interactions, potentially eroding local community ties. Additionally, the digital divide means that not everyone has equal access to these technological resources for seeking or offering help. In essence, while technology has undoubtedly expanded our capacity to seek and offer assistance, it's crucial that we maintain a balance between digital and personal forms of support to ensure a well-rounded and inclusive support system in our society. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and expressions. Here are some key terms related to the topic of relying on others for help. To rely on, relyen, phrasal verb, to depend on someone or something. Example, I had to rely on my friend's expertise to complete the project. To seek assistance, sistence, phrase, to ask for help. Example, don't hesitate to seek assistance if you're struggling with the task. To lend a hand, idiom, to help someone. Example, my neighbor was kind enough to lend a hand when I was moving house. Interdependence, independence, noun, the state of depending on each other. Example, the project highlighted the interdependence of different departments in our company. To swallow one's pride, swallow one's pred, idiom, to accept something humbling. Example, I had to swallow my pride and admit that I couldn't solve the problem on my own. To be indebted to, phrase, to owe gratitude to someone. Example, I am deeply indebted to my mentor for her guidance throughout my career. To go above and beyond, gov, idiom, to do more than is expected. Example, my colleague went above and beyond to ensure the project was completed on time. To reciprocate, his, verb, to respond to an action by making a similar one. Example, I always try to reciprocate when someone helps me out. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like relying on others for help, Consider the following tips. Use personal anecdotes. Incorporate relevant personal experiences to make your answers more engaging and authentic. Demonstrate a range of vocabulary. Utilize sophisticated words and phrases related to the topic, but ensure you use them accurately and naturally. Expand on your answers. Provide detailed explanations and examples to showcase your ability to communicate complex ideas. Show critical thinking. In part 3, analyze the questions from different angles and present balanced arguments. Practice fluency. Aim for smooth delivery without long pauses. Regular practice with a variety of topics can help improve your fluency. Be aware of pronunciation and intonation. Clear pronunciation and appropriate intonation contribute significantly to your overall score. Stay on topic. While it's good to elaborate, ensure your answers remain relevant to the question asked. By following these guidelines and incorporating sophisticated language, you'll be well prepared to tackle the "describe a time when you had to rely on someone else for help" topic and other similar subjects in your IELTS speaking test. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find it helpful to read about how to describe a person who has influenced your career choice, or how to describe a time when you had to make a quick decision under pressure. These resources can provide additional insights into effectively structuring your responses and using appropriate language in various speaking scenarios.